Arkansas legislators are addressing concerns about ethical behavior. Yesterday, the Arkansas Senate, in a voice vote, approved changes to the chamber's rules, including the formation of an 8-member committee to handle complaints against senators made by fellow senators. And Arkansas senators will also have to read aloud a statement of disclosure if they are voting on an issue in which they have a financial interest. These alterations come after a series of investigations, trials, and some convictions regarding corruption and bribes. John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, talked about more suggestions the governor is pushing with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics for their weekly conversation. They also discussed the growing conversation taking place about Issue 1 that will be on the November ballot and addresses potential tort reform. Roby began the conversation with that matter before moving on to ethics.
Issue number one, tort reform, that will be on the ballot this November, debated at the Arkansas Bar Association last week, which met for their annual meeting. Seems to be disagreement on the high court about this. How divided do you think the legal community is as well on issue number one?
I don't think the legal community is greatly divided at all. I think it's overwhelming. Issue one would cap non-economic damages, and also allow the and also cap attorneys' fees for bringing damage suits, and also, most ominously in terms of government practice, would allow the legislature by 3/5 vote to write rules affecting the court. They're supposed to be co-equal, independent branches of government. What was your question?
My question is, how divided is the legal community? How divided is the Supreme Court?
There'll be some corporate defense people who will like this, but most generally, the legal community does not want the Supreme Court, does not want the legislature. This legislature, any legislature, setting judicial procedures simply don't. So I think there's not great division there.
Yeah. All right. We'll hold off making predictions.
There's division, I think, on the Arkansas Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Justice Kemp said, largely on the basis of this rulemaking change, that he would vote against it and encourage other lawyers to do the same. Justice Sean Womack, who is a former highly partisan, very conservative former state senator, I got confused with him on the Twitter during the Bar Association because he sat in a seminar conducted by former Judge Annabelle Tuck, saying keeping politics out of our legislature, out of our Supreme Court, or keeping politics out of our courts. That was the title of her presentation, and she was explaining. And then he thought it ironic, and he kind of snarked that the title was keeping politics out of our court, she instructed the members how to do mass mailings, how to do political things in order to defeat this amendment. And then I said, well, here's one. And I said, based on that, he must be in favor of issue one. Oh, he shot back. Oh, no. He has no view. He was just pointing out the irony of this deal.
Straightened you out, didn't he?
Not really. Not really. And in Judge Tuck's defense, she meant by her seminar, keeping politics out of our court, she meant don't let the elected legislature set our rules. It will be necessary to oppose that, to oppose something on the ballot.
Yes.
So there's a simple explanation. She was not contradicting herself. But Sean Womack thought it interesting to make that point. So
you have to have somebody to get into a Twitter war with every now and then. It's good. It's good for you.
It's good. It's
healthy political debate.
It
and it's
is.
Entertainment on top of that.
It is. I'm happy to entertain. And I took it back. I said, Your Honor, I apologize. You have no view on the legislature taking over your court, right? And I didn't hear him. he may have responded to that. But it's, to conclude, this is the biggest thing on the ballot.
This will be.
You got the legal community.
It's going to be the most money spent on this cycle.
Oh, man, this is big. It changes the aggrieved in terms of the kinds of recourse it has in the courts. But more than that, it says the legislature can change the way that our courts do their business. which is extraordinary.
Treading into some separation of powers issues here. This will be a big debate.
I'm sorry to have gone on too long.
No, you're good. Governor Hutchinson also spoke to the Bar Association about ethics, but he also brought up a potential reform that he wants to see in campaign finance, limiting the so-called clone PACs, coordinated PACs that basically have the same PO address, organized usually by the same people, but they just have different names, and it has been a way for some groups, namely Conduit for Action, Governor Hutchinson there. He wants to limit those PACs to the maximum campaign contribution limit if they've got that similar title. I kind of go back to our original conversation about ethics in the legislature here. They're going to find a way around these contributions, are they not?
You're the cynic in all this. They're going to find a way around. But
you see how you've rubbed off on me all these years.
Wait a minute! I'm the one over here saying we've got to try to do right, and you're the one saying it won't do any good.
You're reverting to your idealistic youth, aren't you?
Well, I've just never grown up. There's another way to go. But I must admit to you that when the governor made that comment at the Bar Association, when he usually reserves some of his major legal-type pronouncements, I thought, well, how exactly are we going to define this? We've got stories. I think we know what happened. You got a fundraiser, a wheeler dealer, understanding the PAC laws, who said, okay, gets a bunch of people with money together and said, draw me up a PAC here. Draw me up a PAC here, and you give me all your money, and I'm going to split it among these PACs. And they all look alike in terms of their donations, in terms of their officers, in terms of their organizational setup, maybe their PO address, those sorts of things. And the governor is saying, rightly, that's baloney, that's wrong. Stop it. When you see these two, let's go for some aggregate limits when you see these kinds of things. So I want to know what you do when the guy puts different PO addresses on them and doesn't make them evident, you know, their association evident. Your theme, which is finding a way around it, even I, in my naivete, I think I can see a way around that.
Your naivete.
Yeah. So the devil, as Ross Perot liked to say, and maybe someone long before him, the devil is in the detail.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. John Brummett's columns appear in the Democrat Gazette thrice weekly, and another can be found each week at ArkansasOnline.com. There is more from their conversation at talkbusiness.net.